Hey, how's it going? Welcome to the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. You know, my name is Nat and I'm here for you. I am here for you, hopefully to cheer you up and help you find those keys to the door that will unlock your happiness. And if you don't like listening to podcasts and you like to read, well, have I got the book for you. It's called The Positive Perspective. It's my first book. I'm working on my second book now, so you better get the first one and read through it so you can grab the second one and not be behind the class. It's called The Positive Perspective. It's available on Amazon if you want to support big tech, or you can go directly to my website, bepositivepodcast.com. I just got a new shipment in. I'm keeping up with all the orders. I appreciate everyone who has ordered books the past couple weeks. And the personalized ones, I don't mind signing those. I like that. I like getting a little writer's cramp here and there. That's great. You can get that at the website, bepositivepodcast.com, a slide in or the menu or something like that. You know, you can find it, the book. If you got something you want me to talk about, or you got a beef with the show, or you got just an experience you want to share and you think it will help everyone else listening, you can share it through the text line, 304-506-3332, or through the website, /your story, okay? And I'll talk about it. And you know what? If you put your name in there and you don't mind, I'll give you a shout-out on the air. I'm not doing any shout-outs today. I'm just going to get right to the point here of how this show is happening. You know, I don't know if you know or not, I do record my show late in the evening or early in the morning. It's like 1, 2 o'clock in the morning when my brain kicks in, and that's when I record my shows. And I was getting ready to just relax and, you know, have a glass of milk or some tea and maybe a couple cookies and go to bed. In my mind, something triggered. Something said, no, you're not going to sleep now. You've got to go downstairs to the studio, fire it up, and do a podcast. Now, I didn't want to. I'm telling you right now, I really don't feel like doing a podcast. I wanted to get some rest. But I can't argue with my subconscious mind pushing me here to talk to you. So here we go. What is this show about? This show's about you are the light. Each one of us is the light on this planet. We are not a random event. The reason we are here. Okay, now I'm going to get really cosmic in this podcast because that's my frame of mind right now. But we are not here just by chance. We're not a random event. It didn't just happen. You chose to come here. We're not just a little tiny dot that's floating in space. You're here for a reason. And your mission and your reason is perfectly aligned with who you are. Whether you like who you are or not, or wherever you are right now in your life, you're there for a reason. The things have happened to you for a reason. Because you're an important part of the cosmic tapestry of life. You're a bright light in the world that is, sometimes it's dark. And I'll tell you what, these days, a lot of times it's dark. But we, if you're listening to this, you're part of this. You're still listening. This is your first time, welcome. But if you've been listening for years, you're part of this cosmic shift that we're trying to make happen with positivity and love in the world. And it's happening. It's starting to blossom. It's starting just like a garden. Whatever you plant will grow. If you plant onions or you plant flowers, they're going to grow when you water them. So we're starting to nurture the love and kindness and good vibes in the world. It's starting to happen. And our job is to spread love and kindness and good vibes wherever we go, wherever our journey takes us, wherever life takes us. It's our job. If you're listening to this, it's your job too. It's about helping other people, help them to awaken to their true potential and their true spirituality and a connection to the cosmic world and energy, and help and support them and help them to understand that we are all part of the divine. We all have a role in this huge cosmic shift that is starting to happen on the planet. I know I can feel it. I think you can feel it too. That the evil is starting to get suppressed. It's starting to the good is starting to outshine the evil and the negativity that's been plaguing this civilization, humanity, for centuries. And we're starting to come to light. We're starting to come to fruition. We're starting to be who we chose to be when we came here. Now, we don't have to do huge things. We don't have to be, have a big action or be famous or whatever to really change the world. The way we do it is by the things that we do every single day. The way we treat other people. The love that you give off. The compassion that you feel for other people. Now, compassion is a powerful healing force that will help us see the humanity in every single soul. So when you start to put yourself into perspective, we're not just a speck in the universe. I've said that before, and I'm coming to feel a little differently now. We're part of it. We're all part of this big cosmic shift that is happening in the universe. And it's happening, and we are part of it. Our job is very clear. Our job, to me, if you're listening, is very clear. Our job is to raise the vibration of everyone on Earth. I really think the world is changing for the better with every act of kindness, with every gesture of compassion and understanding that happens from you, from other people. It changes the world one person at a time, because we're all part of the same cosmic reality, the same energy, and that's just the way that we are, I think. And in order to feel like you can have the energy and the power to do it, you have to think gratitude, be grateful. Because being grateful can change your perspective from lack of something to abundance. And from hopelessness, it can take you away from feeling hopeless to making you feel optimistic. When you start experiencing gratitude. But I still think that the most important thing of all is self-love. We have to love ourselves. I'm not talking ego. Talking love. You have to love yourself and like yourself. I think that's the most important thing of all. Because when you love and accept yourself completely, you really embrace the light and dark side of you. The light and your shadow. We all have a dark side, right? But we're all here, like I say all the time, we're here for a reason. We came here. We're part of this huge network of souls that decided, you know what, we're going to come to this planet at this point in time right now. We're going to do it. We're here to raise the vibration of everybody. We want to fill the world with more love, with more light, more kindness. You know what? You have the power to bring the light even to the darkest of situations, darkest places. And I honestly believe that we are given the power by the universe. We're each a cosmic being. Every one of us is a cosmic being. And our existence, we have a purpose. We have a purpose here that we have to fulfill. And as we go through the good and the bad, the ups and the downs in life, we have to really hold on to our faith. No matter what you believe in, what your faith is, whether it's a higher power, whether it's God, whether it's Buddha, whatever it is, whatever you believe in, you hold on to your faith. Hold on to your strength, your kindness, and your love, and never let that waver. Because this will help us to reach our full potential. And, throughout my life, I know I've been through a lot of stuff, a lot of tests, a lot of trials. And each one has helped my soul to grow, my spirit to grow, my personality to grow. And I have not succeeded at all these trials, but I've had a lot of them and I've learned a lot from some of them. And other trials and tribulations that I've had, I haven't learned from. Maybe because I'm a guy, but, you know, but I really think that I do this for a reason. It's not for money. It's not for fame. It's because I have to. I feel that I have to give back to the universe because I feel that my words can help raise the vibration of maybe one person, let alone 2.5 million that listen to the show. But if one person's spirit is lifted by the words that I say, then I'm doing good. Because it all comes from love and compassion. I care about everything, every single person, even if they've done me wrong. I still care about them. And I really want to help to make this world a better place. And I want to help raise the consciousness of everybody who listens to this show and let you know that we're all linked by the divine love of the cosmic universe. I guess that's a way to put it. It's all part of our growth together. And it's the more love and support that we show to each other, we raise the collective consciousness, which is going to give us more power, and it's going to help bring humanity to a new level of being. I'm telling you, it is. Now, we can't try to rush this. You know, it happens at its own pace. It's the universe. We're not in charge of that. We can only partially influence. But I think that the more love and compassion that we show and put out there and try to just constantly be the voice of positive and look at the good bright side of everything, I think the energy will feed on itself. So if there's one thing I'd want to say is let love be your guiding principle. And let it affect everything that you think, everything that you say, and everything that you do. Because when you do that, you'll find the keys that will open the door to the true happiness and your higher consciousness. All right? So I want you to pay attention to what your higher self tells you, what your inner self is telling you, and believe in yourself. And let's all stay dedicated to the path of positivity and light and positive energy and happiness. And let's move this into a whole new version of existence. Because we chose to come here. I think it's our purpose. We made this choice to be here, so let's don't waste it, all right? Let's see, the music stopped, and I ran out of words. All right. That's it. That's all I got for you today. I didn't want to do the show, but apparently I had something to say. And maybe I'll listen to it back and see exactly what I said because, you know, I don't plan this stuff. All right. Don't forget about the book. Please grab a copy of the book. I appreciate everybody who's picked up the copy in the past few weeks and sales have picked up a little bit. And that's helped me because these bills are coming due for all this 550 shows, the bandwidth and the storage and the hosting and a lot of stuff goes into that. And so grab yourself a book, and if you order a personalized copy, I throw in extra stuff. I'm getting low on stuff. I'm going to have to restock on other things, but somebody's getting a hat. So if you order a personalized book, that's what is today? Tuesday, April 2nd. If you order a personalized book today, you get a hat. That's it. All right. My name is Nat. This has been the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. Remember, you can always hit me up on the text line, 304-506-3332. I think we can all do a little bit better. I'll talk to you later.